No doubt you recognize the tune from Giacomo Puccini's 1904 opera, Madama Butterfly. Except this is not Puccini. It's Arthur Sullivan, as in Gilbert and Sullivan, the Victorian composer and librettist who wrote HMS Pinafore, Pirates of Penzance, and the source of the above snippet, The Mikado. Japan was all the rage in Europe in the late 19th and early 20th centuries, and Puccini lifted the Meiji-era tune from a European compilation of supposedly authentic Japanese music. My name is Bill Mason. I'm the General Director of Lyric Opera of Chicago, and today I'm going to speak to you about Gilbert and Sullivan's ninth collaboration, The Mikado. Now, don't bother trying to decipher the words from that excerpt. No dictionary in any language is going to help you translate Miyasama, Miyasama, Onmanaya, Mayani. The 1999 movie Topsy-Turvy goes to some trouble to emphasize W.S. Gilbert's commitment to authenticity in his opera. But the critic who reviewed the premiere in 1885 for the London Times was right that little of the authenticity extended to the music. His review complained that it is a pity that the illusion thus carefully prepared by the costumer and the scene painter is not in any sense kept up by the author. Referring to Miyasama, the reviewer added, "There is, it is true, a march prominently used in the overture and afterwards sung by the chorus when the Mikado enters in state. The motive of the theme is presumably genuine, but the treatment and instrumentation are essentially Western and modern. Perhaps the composer has acted wisely in eschewing novelty of invention or coloring. There were perhaps not 30 persons among the audience who had so much as heard about a pentatonic scale or a koto, while the familiar tunes given in abundance everyone can remember and whistle and play too when the pianoforte score appears in due course." Unfortunately, the reviewer had little sense of humor. His attitude comes across clearly enough, but he was right about one other thing. The audience did remember the tunes. Mikado was wildly popular and continues to be performed all over the world after more than a century. In addition to supporting the authors, the profits from the Mikado allowed producer Richard Doyle Carte to expand his recently opened Savoy Theater by adding on a Savoy Hotel that still exists today. There was even enough money left over for the Savoy to be lit by electricity, a first in hotel design that followed the Savoy Theater's premiere of electric stage lighting. Finally, the critic was right that the Mikado, for all its Japanese trappings, is not about Japanese society. It's a parody of Victorian government and society, as only Gilbert and Sullivan could do.